As I was piecing together my theory for Pentagon's Daisy music video, a song that earned them their first ever music show win, I soon realized I would have to put that aside for the next video because it's another one of those unexpected days in the K-pop world. As always with things like this, keep in mind, the information we're about to discuss is everything available up to this point as I'm recording. So if there are new updates, let me know and we'll discuss them in the next one. The other day, an online post started making the rounds as an editor slash stylist seemingly exposed the rude verbal rampage of a certain celebrity. She stated that this person skipped the greeting and sat right down throwing insults, that she had no choice but to stand there, tears rolling down her face, while this person threw a fit at her. They didn't try to understand the situation, nor did they give her the time or chance to explain. She described it as 20 minutes of hell. By the time she calmed herself down to go talk to the celebrity, they had already disappeared. Here's a key part. She also stated that she recorded everything just in case. Now, after this post was made, people then started speculating Irene or Seulgi because the tags on the post were hashtag psycho and hashtag monster. However, people then pointed out that it couldn't have been either of them because this same stylist had posted before praising them as far back as 4 years ago. But if you go to find those posts now, they've either been edited or completely deleted. It was then starting to be discovered that other industry people like video editors and backup dancers either liked the post or posted their own response alluding to the situation and celebrity finally being exposed. Though, some of these have been discovered to be possibly fake accounts. Regardless, earlier today, Irene took to her Instagram admitting it was indeed her by apologizing for hurting the stylist with her foolish attitude and careless words. She states that she regrets hurting many people who have worked with her up to this point because of her immature behavior and have once again realized the importance of their staff members. Following her personal apology, SM Entertainment came out with theirs as well, also mentioning that Irene met up with the stylist that afternoon and apologized in person. Now, if you're wondering when this could have taken place and why, many are speculating the recent Gangnam K-pop festival. As to possible reasons why, first of all, the outfit we see in the broadcast is not the same one Irene was wearing earlier that day. So it seems like there was a last minute frantic wardrobe change. Building on top of that, her mic transmitter fell right when Red Velvet started dancing, so Irene is seen holding it for the entire rest of the performance. Those speculations combined with who knows what in her personal life is why many people are supporting Irene. Not her words or actions toward the stylist, but that she's human. We all have had those days. None of us have acted perfectly toward others every single day of our lives. Along with that sentiment and swell of support, fans have brought up examples of Irene taking care of those around her, including backup dancers and label mates. One visual director in particular turned her account public for a bit to say, quote, "I've never experienced a poor attitude from Irene," which we saw a well-known industry salon owner liking in support of the counterclaims. There's a myriad of thoughts and opinions going around right now. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next couple of days or if we'll ever hear that audio recording. By the way, this entire situation highlights a conversation between B2B's Peniel, Ashley Choi, and Cards BM not too long ago. And it does a great job of touching on all the aspects of the back and forth discussion we're having now.
If you have a hairstylist, you have a makeup artist, you have a stylist coordinator, yeah, and all that, you're gonna be with him for a good amount of time, especially if you're on tour. And you're gonna see like a lot of different me's, you know what I mean? You're gonna see a lot of different parts of me and the bad sides and the good sides. But if you have more bad than good, that's just gonna get out for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys want information about me? Hit up my stylist. Yeah. She'll let you know what's up.
Who's your stylist? It's my best friend.
Yeah.
But I think it's also hard, and they're like really hard on celebrities sometimes, because let's say you go to like a show or you go to perform and there are staff or people behind the stage that you only meet like once, right? And let's say you're having a horrible day, like, or something terrible happened, and you're in a bad mood, and they just judge you off of that one time, and they'll like say like, "Oh, I met her, I worked with her, like she's such a bitch," or like, "Oh, he's so rude," like, you know, like that. Like, that's kind of unfair.
It is, but I feel like it comes with the job too.
Yeah, you have to always be professional.
You gotta be always on your A game.
Yeah, you gotta smile 24/7. Even if you don't want to smile.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the hardest part about this job.
But SM wasn't the only one who had to respond to online allegations this week. Another post circulated a few days ago regarding GOT7's Youngjae, accusing him of assaulting and extorting money from a student during high school who apparently had hearing impairments and was intellectually handicapped. Once this post started gaining traction, JYP Entertainment came out and said, "We will quickly find out what the facts are and announce our position then." Shortly after that, the company put out the follow-up statement from their investigation. First of all, Youngjae did attend the school referenced in that post before transferring to Seoul's Korean Arts High School. Youngjae did inform JYP Entertainment that yes, they did have their disagreements. They even had some physical altercations and were never really able to reconcile afterward. But JYP Entertainment said that anything written beyond that is purely false. Also, the alleged victim said they tried to contact the company regarding the matter, but the company found no evidence of that either. When the claims were made, JYP actually reached out and they were the ones who didn't get a response. Interestingly enough, the accuser's post has now been deleted for some reason. After a bit of radio silence from the situation, JYP Entertainment put out an additional update saying, "We were actually able to hold a meeting with this individual who still was not able to provide any basis for their claims." And from here, the company will respond with legal action if this attempt to mock their artist's character without reason persists. That's where this story ends as of right now. I have no jokes or ways to end this video with levity for you guys, so just let me know what you're thinking regarding anything we talked about today.